我们今天早上谈到选民的见解。
And this morning we learned of the warning examples of the chosen people.
保罗说以色列人他们经历的事情记在圣经里面。
And Paul said that what the Israelites went through is recorded in the Bible.
是来警戒我们这末世的人。
And it is used as an example and a warning for us
at the end times. 因为很多人在信仰上失败了。
Because many people have failed in their spiritual journey.
我们要了解他们失败的原因跟经过。
And we must understand the reasons and what they went through when they failed.
我们不要跟他们走上一样的道路。
So that we do not follow the same path they went through.
这样我们才不会在信仰的路上来跌倒。
That way we will not fall in our spiritual journey.
我们继续来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's continue to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哥林多前书第十章第八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8.
我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了两万三千人。这里讲到以色列人呢、曾经有人行奸淫啊，所以受到刑罚，一天就死掉了两万三千人。
And here it brings up the example of the Israelites.Some of them committed sexual immorality, and in one day, 23,000 of them died.
当然，这个事迹啊是记在民数记的二十五章。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 25.
民数记的二十五章。
Numbers chapter 25.
那这里讲到，当时有一个王啊，叫做摩押。
And here,
摩押的王。
There was a king of Moab.
因为他看到这个以色列百姓啊，非常的众多。
And so when he saw that there were many Israelites,
所以他就找一个人呐、来咒诅这个以色列人。
So he found someone to come curse the Israelites.
这个人就是巴兰呐、
And this person was Balaam.
巴兰呐、他本来神也曾经用过他。
And Balaam was somebody who God had used before.
所以虽然他不是以色列人啦，那神透过他所讲的话，他跟人家祝福，人家就得福；跟人家咒诅，那些人就受咒诅。
So because God had used him before, the people that Balaam blessed were blessed by God, and the people that he cursed were cursed by God.
所以这个摩押王啊，就特别把巴兰找来。
And so the king of Moab sought out Balaam.
说你来替我做主这些以色列人。
And he asked them to curse the Israelites.
巴兰一开始啊不敢。
And at first Balaam would not do it.
巴勒这个摩押王说，我给你很高的地位，我给你很多的金银。
And when Balak, the king of the Moabs, told him that he would give him a high position and great possessions.
巴兰啊就开始动心了。
Then Balaam's heart started to move.
他说：“你让我祷告神看看，看神允许不允许。”
And he told him that he would pray to God to see whether or not he could do it.
连续好几次，神都说不可以。
And after many times, God continuously said no.
但是巴兰啊，看到说王给他的条件越来越好，那个金钱越多啊，这个地位越高。
But when Balaam saw that the position and the possessions offered to him became greater and greater.
他明明知道神说不可以的。
And even though he knew that God told him,
他还是说神啊，可以吗？我可以去吗？
He still asked God, can I go?
所以最后神说你要去你去啦。
So at the end, God told him, if you want to go, then go.
其实不是神真的愿意他去。
But God was not truly willing to let him go.
是既然你要去，神就任凭你啦。
But God said that,Because you insist, I will let you go.
这个他去了以后，路上啊有一个天使来阻挡他。
And so on his way there, an angel blocked his way.
说巴兰骑着驴子呀，驴子走在那个山壁旁边。
And so Balaam was riding a donkey, and they were riding along a mountain.
那个驴呀、看到了天使阻挡路。
But when the donkey saw that
an
angel was blocking the way, and Balaam could not see the angel.
所以这个驴就往墙壁啊，这个边啊，一直闪，一直闪。
the donkey would continuously dodge into the wall.
所以巴兰就受伤了。
And so Balaam was hurt.
结果他很生气，就发怒，就打驴。
And he was very angry, and he hit his donkey.
结果神就让那个驴开口讲话。
But then God let the donkey speak.
说我从小就让你骑。
And the donkey told him that I have let you ride since my youth. Have I ever done this before?
后来神就让巴兰看到天使在前面。
And then God let Balaam see the angel in front of them.
天使说，如果不是你的缘故，老早就把你杀掉了。
And the angel told him, if not for your donkey, I would have killed you earlier.
后来神说，你可以去啊，但是你要照我讲的话来讲。
And so finally God told him, you can go. But you must say what I tell you to say.
这个巴兰对着以色列会众，他本来要咒诅他们。
And so originally Balaam was to curse the Israelites.
神就把他的话，把那个咒诅的话都变成祝福的话。
And so God changed all of his words from a curse to a blessing.
所以这个圣经里面谈到巴兰很多祝福啊，这个以色列人的话，因为这是神的百姓啊。
And so the Bible records many times when Balaam blesses the Israelites because. And so the Bible says nothing false can harm the Israelites.
所以我们信徒啊，有时候那些不信主的人要害我们、咒诅我们呐，这个不会临到我们身上的。
Nothing can harm God's people, and so sometimes when other people try to harm us, it will not work. Because we are God's children.
我在传道的时候听过一个见证。
As a pastor, I have once heard a testimony.
我们有一个弟兄帮人家在管那个菜园。
And we had a brother who took care of somebody else's crops.
隔壁的人一家人不太好。
And there was a family next door who was not good.
让他们的小孩子到那个菜园里面，把那个菜通通在那边把它破坏掉了。
And so they would let their children go play in his crops, and they would destroy the crops.
所以他就跟邻居讲。 And
so when he told his neighbor,
他说你们不要这样嘛，这个菜如果长大了，我们都是邻居啊，我们可以给你送给你们一点啦。那你们这样把它破坏掉了，这很可惜呀。 And
he told him. He asked them not to let their children play in the crops because they were neighbors, and if they had let the vegetables grow up, then they could share them, but it is a waste of
time. 那个人家不讲理。
But the neighbors did not care.
哇，就很生气呀，就用法术要来害我们教会的这些信徒。
And so they were very angry, and they wanted to harm our brother.
因为他凭着自己说，他的学术很，那个功力很高。
And because they felt that they were very powerful.
他说他一开始就用那个什么攻击符了，攻击啊，突然间一只攻击啊跑到他们家来。Oh,
and originally the neighbor started using witchcraft against the neighbor, against our brother.
那个公鸡啊跑来以后啊就跟着他们啊转来转去，他跑到哪里跟到哪里。攻击啊。
Oh, and the rooster would continue to follow them around.
这个先生啊，可能信心比较不好，这个鸡啊怎么好讨厌的，又跟来跟去，不得把你抓起来把它杀掉。And
so the brother was very annoyed at the rooster, and so he took it and he killed it.
然后那个太太说，不可以，这人家的东西就是别人的东西，我们不可以动它。
But then his wife told him that this is somebody else's possession, so we cannot kill it.
后来他们就要把它抓起来，要把它关起来。
And so they wanted to catch it and lock it up.
想说第二天再送还给邻居。
And then the next day they would return it to their neighbor.
结果在抓的时候就抓到一根那个鸡毛就掉了。
And so when they grabbed onto a rooster, one of its feathers fell.
结果他儿子那一天这个旁边就有一个鸡毛的。 鸡毛，就一直发烧。And
so that night, the son would have the shape of a feather on his head, and he would continuously have a fever.
真的，那个邪术也有一定的力量哦。And
so witchcraft does have some power.
邪的力量。There's
some evil power.
我感谢主，他们就一直祷告，后来就好了。But
thank the Lord, they continuously prayed, and the boy was healed.
后来以后，他们就把公鸡送回去。
And later they returned the rooster.
隔壁的人就心里想， 公鸡要给你们吃，你们又不吃。
And so the neighbor thought I was giving this rooster for you guys.
但是你如果真的跟他杀来吃的话，你会有事情的啦。
But you would not eat it. But had you killed the rooster and eaten it, then something would have happened.
再来第二步是什么？
So what was the second step?
诅咒的鸟会飞。
So the bird will fly.
哦，就飞到他们家来哦。
什么东西？
啊，就好像一直要攻击他们。
They had paper birds that would continue to fly.
那个谁顶的力量也是很大。
And would continuously attack them.
哦，啊，这个太太看到这种情形，就赶快到田里把她先生叫回来。
And so when the wife saw it, she ran out to the field to call her husband back.
啊，本来那个东西啊，一直飞，一直要攻击他们呢。
And the birds would continuously fly and try to attack them.
啊，后来他们就祷告。
And so then they prayed.
啊，后来那个东西啊，飞回去。
And these paper birds flew back.
结果一个月当中啊，隔壁邻居死掉三个人。
And in one month,
一个月，
the neighbors had three people die.
那个一般那个素食的外邦人他们讲啊。
And so originally the people there had said.
那个要有说他们用那个邪术要害你。
They wanted to use witchcraft to harm you.
啊，但是如果对方的那个邪术的力量比较大
，But if the opponent's witchcraft is stronger,
啊，会倒冲了，就是会倒回来
，Then it will come back to you.
啊，所以他们就来跟我们教会的弟兄讲
，And so they came and told our church brothers.
他以为说我们信徒的那个邪术比他们高了。
They thought that our church brother's witchcraft was stronger than their own.
So, 我们都是邻居啊，我们不要相害了。
And so they told him that we are all neighbors, let's not harm one another.
而事实上啊，我们没有害他们。
But actually, our church brother did not harm them.
啊，主是他们一直要害我们啊。
But they wanted to harm our church brother.
而且那个是邪的工作。
And this is witchcraft.
所以圣经里面讲说，没有法事啊，可以害神的选民。
And so in the Bible it says witchcraft cannot harm God's people.
哦，我们知道，在我们教会的见证里面有好几个这样的例子。
And we know that in our church testimonies there are many instances of.
有一个本来行邪术的。
And there was somebody who had been learning.
叫做杜国清。
And it's called.
啊，这个在阿里山啊，台湾的阿里山。
杜国清 and is in the.
他也是很会跟人家行邪术。
Is in the Alisan.
要让人家生病就生病，要让人家死就死。
If they wanted someone to be sick, they would become sick. If they wanted someone to die, they
would die. 后来他是因为自己生重病。
However, it was because he himself became sick.
没有办法动了。
But he was unable to move.
啊，才找人来说要他要信耶稣。
And so somebody came and told him that he must believe in Jesus.
然后用担架把他抬去洗礼。
And then they brought him on a stretcher to be buried.
啊，村子里面的人说啊，他要带去埋葬了。
And everyone thought that he was being brought to be buried.
啊，是带去洗礼。
But he was being brought to be.
洗礼完以后，他走路回来。
And after he was baptized, he walked back.
啊，这是一个杜国清。
And this is somebody called 杜。
后来他就讲。
And later he had said.
他说他本来那个邪术功力很强。
Originally his witchcraft was very strong.
那他无论哪。对那个信徒啊，做怎么都没有用。
But whatever he did to our brothers and sisters, nothing would happen.
因为我们是神的儿女啊，有神特别的保护。
Because we are God's people and we are protected by God.
他说这个巴兰呢、啊，要咒诅以色列人。
So when Balaam wanted to curse the Israelites,
但是神都把他的咒诅啊，都变成祝福的话。
And God changed all of his curses into blessings.
后来他就没有办法达到目的啦。
And so later he was unable to achieve his goal.
后来他就想一个计谋
，and so he thought of a way.
他跟摩押王说啊，你要害以色列人很简单。
He told him that if you want to harm the Israelites, it is very easy.
你们用你们的女孩子去引诱他们。
You must use your women to go tempt them.
啊，让他们的男人啊受影响，啊，跟你们的女孩子发生淫乱。啊、然后引导他们拜偶像，那以色列人一定拜的。
Then he told them that you must use your women to tempt there so that they are led astray, they commit sexual immorality, and they are led to idols.
啊，所以啊，巴兰就把这个绊脚石啊放在以色列人的面前。
And so Balaam put this in front of the Israelites.
真的啊，摩押王就这头，他们很多女孩子啊，在那个以色列营的旁边呐、啊，啊，在那莺莺燕燕，在那飞来飞去呀、啊。
And so the king of Moab brought many of his country's women in front of the Israelites.
啊，真的，以色列人就受影响了。
And then the Israelites were tempted.
很多人呐、啊，跟他们行淫，很多人去拜他们的偶像。
And many of them committed sexual immorality, and many of them worshipped their idols.
啊，所以引起了神的愤怒嘛，啊，所以让瘟疫进到这个以色列人当中。
So then God was angered at them.
所以一天当中啊，就死掉了24,000哦。
And God
那个民数记讲24,000人。
And God sent a plague among them, and in Numbers it says that 24,000 of them died.
民数记的25章的地方。
Numbers chapter 25.
那本来他们已经来到那个石亭。
And so originally they were already at that.
25章第一节，石亭。
And they were already at that grove, the.
25章第一节的石亭啊，那也是一个地名。
They were at the Acacia Grove.
啊，这个石亭啊，就是约旦河边呐、啊。啊，在过去呀、啊，就是迦南地了。
And right past that grove was the land of the Canaanites.
也就是旷野路啊，已经快到最后的终点，在过去就是迦南地了。
And so they were at the very edge, and if they gone past, they would be in the land of Canaan.
但是很多人呐、啊，在那边呐、啊，行淫乱，他们死在旷野。
And so many of them were there, and they died there.
啊，所以保罗把这个事件呢、啊、提出来。
And so Paul brought this up as an example.
说他们有人行奸淫的，后来就被啊灭在这个旷野当中了。
And he said that many of them were afflicted, and they died in the wilderness.
所以这也是对我们一个非常大的见证。
And so this is a warning to us.
我们知道婚姻的制度啊是真神所设立的。
And we know that marriage is established by God.
啊，本来神造万物以后说每样事情都很好。
And so when God created all of creation, he said everything was good.
啊，后来造了人以后又为人设立了婚姻的制度。
And so after God created man, he also created marriage.
神说啊，他看着所创造的各样万物都甚好
，and he, God said that of all creation it was good.
啊，所以表示神对他的创造啊啊非常的满意
，and it shows that he was very satisfied with all of his creations.
啊，尤其啊为人设立婚姻，建设家庭
，and especially because he had created, he had instituted marriage and created a family
for men. 所以要生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
And he would bless all of their descendants.
所以这里面说啊，这个婚姻的制度是神所设立的。
And so marriage is instituted by God.
啊，所以人人应当啊尊重婚姻的制度。
And so man must respect marriage.
啊，但是魔鬼啊要破坏人类的幸福，要跟神抵挡啊，就是破坏人的家庭。
And so Satan, in order to break the relationship between man and God, he wanted to break the family. And he broke the sanctity of marriage.
So, if it is a
lawful
marriage, this is God's
blessing. So, if it is a marriage according to God, then God will bless it.
But if it exceeds the teaching of the Bible, that kind of unreasonable relationship between man and woman, that is God's hate.
But God hates relationships between a man and woman that are not according to his rules.
所以希伯来书说，婚姻人人都当尊重。
And so in Hebrews it says that men must respect marriage.
床不可污秽。
And they cannot defile their marriage.
啊，各合行淫的人啊，神一定审判。
And that God will definitely punish those who commit sexual immorality.
所以说男女之间的关系啊，要非常的清白。
And so,The relations between a man and woman must be pure.
说男不敬女，倒好了，就男人跟女人之间的关系啊，啊要非常的正常。
And so the relationship must remain very normal and pure.
好啊，所以这个婚姻呢、啊，我们要非常慎重。
So we must respect marriage.
说苟合行淫的人呐、啊，神一定会审问的。
And those who commit fornication.
我们看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书六章
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第九节
Verse 9.
哥林多前书六章第九节
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9.
说你们岂不知道不义的人呢、啊、不能够承受神的国吗？不要助欺啊，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的。第十节啊，下面说这些啊都不能够承受神的国啊。这里讲到说，这个不能够承受神的国的，我们都把它归纳为至于死的罪。
And so here.Those who cannot inherit the kingdom of God, these are set as mortal sins.
就是不能够得救的啦，不能够进神的国的。
And so if you're committed these sins, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说淫乱啦、奸淫啦，这一些啊都包括在内。
And fornicators and adulterers are all included in this list.
还有啊，做娈童、青蓝色，青蓝色是指同性恋。
And also homosexuals.
所以一般人呐、啊，有时候这个道德标准呐、啊、很堕落。
And so sometimes the standard of man is very incorrect.
我们说圣经是神的话。
And we say that the Bible is God's word.
是安定在天呐、啊，直到永远。
It is established in heaven and it will last forever.
神的话是不改变的。
God's word will not change.
神的话是全世界标准一致的。
God's word is a standard among all of the universe.
世界的道德标准随着时间呐、啊，常常有不一样的观念框看法。
The standards of the world change by time.
但是神的道是永远不改变的。
But God's standards do not change.
所以说将来神要用他的道理来审判世人。
So God will use his standards to judge.
所以啊，我们要用神的道做我们生活行为的标准。
And so we must use God's standard as our standard of living.
我们不是用世界上的道德标准。
We should not use the standard of the world.
因为将来我们每个人都要面对神的审判。
Because one day all of us will face God's judgment.
所以要掩蔽一切的淫邪。
And so we must flee unrighteousness.
我们看哥林多前书六章十八节。
We must flee sexual immorality. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8.
哥林多前书六章十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
你们要逃避淫邪，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪了自己的身体。十九节
，verse 19，
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这个圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己人呐、啊。二十节
，verse 20，
因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。这里讲到说、啊、一切的罪、啊、都是在身体以外。
And here it says that all sins are outside of a man's body.
但行淫、啊、都是得罪了自己的身体。
But sexual immorality is against our own body.
因为我们的身体、啊、已经成为神的殿了。
Because our body has become the temple of God.
所以当你毁坏神的殿呢、啊，神就要毁坏这个人。
But when you defile the temple of God, then God will punish this person.
所以你犯罪得罪神了、啊，你毁坏了你自己的身体，得罪你自己的身体。
And so when you sin against God, you sin against yourself.
他说我们的身体是神用重价把我们买回来的。
And our bodies were bought at a price.
所以我们要在我们身上啊，能够荣耀神。
And so we must be able to glorify God with our bodies.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章第三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
四章三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫邪。第四节。
Verse 4.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵锁着自己的身体。第五节。
Verse 5.
不妄纵私欲的邪情，像那些不认识神的外邦人。我们常常想说、啊、我们要怎么样明白神的旨意。
And so we have to think on how we how we can understand God's will.
这神的主意就是要我们呢, 能够敬畏神过圣洁的生活啦。
And God wants us to be able to sanctify and be able to draw closer to Him.
所以说神的主意就是要我们圣洁, 远避一切的淫行。
And so God's will for us is to be sanctified and to flee from sin.
因为我们的身体啊, 已经是主耶稣宝血把我们救赎出来啊, 是神的殿。
Because God has already bought us and we are God's temple.
所以我们要用圣洁尊贵啊, 守住主体的身体。
And so we must stay pure and be sanctified.
啊, 我们男女之间啊, 哎呀,规规矩矩,
and our relations between man and woman must be
圣圣洁洁,
pure. And it must be pure.
所以年轻人啊, 在婚前啊, 哎呀,保持圣洁, 啊, 将来在神的殿里面结婚, 能够得享神的祝福。
And so our youth must stay pure before marriage so that they may be blessed by God and have marriage within the church.
啊, 结婚以后啊, 夫妻之间对彼此也要忠心啊, 守道理道理。
And even your relations between man and woman after marriage must be according to God.
要掩蔽一切的淫行。
And you must
要掩蔽一切的淫行, 哦, 淫乱的行为, 要离开, 远远离开。
And you must from adultery.
另外一个就是不要因为酒啊, 而来让我们啊, 啊, 放纵犯罪。
And we must also not let alcohol cause us to sin.
因为有的人啊, 虽然知道说要守住自己的身体,
and because even though some people know that they must keep themselves pure,
但是喜欢饮酒啊, 啊, 酒让我们自己失掉了理智。
And, but they like to enjoy alcohol, and alcohol changes our judgment.
后来结果就犯罪啊, 啊, 得罪神啊。
And then from that, they will sin and sin against God.
所以真言里面说啊, 我们不要醉酒。
And so Proverbs tells us not to be drunk.
说酒在那个杯中闪烁看起来很漂亮。
It says that alcohol looks very pretty inside a glass.
但是那个酒啊, 你喝下去以后啊, 它会像那个毒蛇啊, 来刺你一样。
But after we drink of it, it will be like a poisonous snake.
所以因为酒来滋事的是没有智慧的。
And so,
因为酒啊, 而且放纵犯罪, 那是没有知识的。
Those who become drunk and commit sin are lack wisdom.
所以为着要保守我们自己, 我们自己啊, 也要不要为酒啦,或者是那个吸毒啊,来影响到我们的理智。
And so in order to protect ourselves, we must stay away from alcohol and drugs, things that will corrupt our judgment.
我们看回来,哥林多前书第十章,
Let's come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第九节,
verse 9.
哥林多前书十章第九节,
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9.
说也不要试探主, 像他们有人试探的就被蛇所灭。这里讲到这个试探哦。
And here the tempt that it references in verse 9.
这对神啊, 没有信心, 因为你看不到神。
And this is not having faith in God because you cannot see God.
所以常常遇到困难的时候啊, 就埋怨啊, 说神真的在我们这里吗？
And so sometimes when we meet trials, we will ask, is God really here?
啊, 故意做一些事情来抵挡神。
And we will purposely do some things to tempt God.
啊, 这个叫做试探神。
And this is to tempt Christ.
啊, 做一些不合理的事情。
And we do some things that we should not do.
啊, 这里谈到说啊, 他们有人试探神, 后来就被蛇所灭了。
And here it says that some of them were tempted and were destroyed by serpents.
啊, 当然这个数据是记在民数记的21章。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 21.
因为当时他们在旷野当中啊, 很难行走。
Because in the wilderness, it was very hard for them to go around.
而且啊, 为了食物啊, 常常一直抱怨。
And because of food, they would always complain.
啊, 所以后来神就不喜悦了。
And so God became unhappy with them.
让那个毒蛇跑到他们当中啊, 有些人就被咬死了。
And he let serpents come among them and killed them.
所以圣经里面说啊, 以色列人在旷野当中啊, 啊, 10次的试探神。
And so it says that the Israelites tempted God 10 times.
啊, 没有谁都说都, 你为什么把我们带到这里，要我们渴死掉了？
When they had no water, they complained saying, why did you bring us out here to die of thirst?
遇到困难就是一直的埋怨人，埋怨神。
And every time they faced trials, they would complain against God. And
一直的试探神。
And they would continue to tempt God.
其实我们知道啊，在我们生活当中，神是无所不在的。
And actually, we know that in our lives, God is always there.
有时候神让我们遇到一些困难的环境是要来考验我们。
And sometimes God lets us go through trials to test us.
但是我们不要在困难环境当中就试探埋怨神。
But we should not, because of trials, tempt God.
我们反而要安静祷告，求神给我们开路。
But rather, we must calm down, pray, and ask God for a way.
另外一个试探神的例子就是民数记的十六章。
And the other example of testing God is in Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
这里讲到有利未的孙子
，and here it says that there were the grandchildren of Levi，
叫做可拉
，named Korah，
另外还有流便的几个祖孙
，and there were other also other descendants，
还有以色列会众的250个首领
，and there were 250 other priests，
因为他们都是那个也算是以色列百姓的带领的阶层。
And because they were also considered people who would guide the Israelites.
因为那边呢，因为不满足他们的工作。
And because they were not satisfied with their work.
所以他们就集合起来来跟摩西亚伦对抗。
And so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron.
认为说摩西你怎么专权你想要做王，要来统治我们。
They told Moses that he wanted to become a king over them and rule over them.
所以他们就集起来来攻击摩西亚伦。
And so they gathered together to oppose Moses and Aaron.
那个时候摩西说我算什么呢？
And at that point, Moses said,
亚伦算什么呢？
Who am I and who is Aaron?
我们只是神叫我们来服侍你们的
We are the servants who God has called to serve you.
我们怎么可能来做王，来做王统治你们呢？
How would we be kings to rule over you?
事实上摩西亚伦他们都是一直关心百姓，他们有困难的时候就一直都为他们祷告来带领他们的。
Actually, Moses and Aaron cared for the Israelites, and whenever they went through trials, they would pray for them.
但是这些所领虽然他们也当了一些官长的职位。
And these other congregation leaders, even though they had led and held some
position of power, 有的甚至是百姓当中的祭司阶层。
And some of them were priests.
那摩西说对那可拉说你们现在神让你们来做祭司，这是很重要的职分，这个不是小事情呢。
Moses told them that the fact that God has allowed you to become priest, it is not a small thing.
你们怎么可以来对抗我们呢？我们也是一样，神叫把这个责任托付给我们呢。
And how can you come against me and Aaron?This is also a task given to us from God.
但是他们就一直攻击摩西亚伦，认为他专权，认为他要助力为王。
But they continuously opposed against them, stating that they wanted to become kings.
后来摩西劝他们说，其实你们这样做是藐视神哦。
And finally, Moses told them that what they are doing is sinning against God.
但是他们都不听。
But they would not listen.
后来神对摩西说他要行一件大事。
And so God told Moses that he wanted to do a great thing.
要让以色列人知道说神在他们当中。
To let the Israelites know that God is among them.
所以摩西就叫百姓说你要离开他们，不要跟这些背叛的人站在一起。
And so Moses told the congregation that they should not stand with them.
结果突然间地裂开就把那些背叛的人就把他吞进去了。
And then the earth opened up and swallowed up all of the people opposed Moses.
所以除了那个可拉还有流便的祖孙被吞下去以外，
And so aside from Korah and the other descendants,
还有250个攻击摩西亚伦的首领，神就兴起火来就把他们烧掉了。
There were still 250 other leaders who God had destroyed by fire.
当然他们遇到这样的事情，当然百姓会觉得说好像摩西害死了这些人。
And of course, because of this happening, The Israelites would think that Moses had caused them to die.
所以很多人啊, 就向摩西继续的发言,
and so many people continue to oppose Moses.
后来神六啊, 让他们遭遇到瘟疫, 一下子又死掉了,
and so immediately God also allowed another 14,000 of them to die.
而这个摩西亚伦啊, 主要拿着香炉啊, 一直为百姓祷告, 所以那个瘟疫才止息。
But it only stopped after Moses and Aaron continued to pray to God for the Israelites.
所以我们看到说啊，这个攻击神所用的工人啊，就是抵挡神。
And so we can see that by opposing God's workers, it is opposing God.
所以摩西说啊，你们不是攻击我，你们是藐视神呢。
And so Moses told them that you are not opposing me, but rather you
are opposing God. 所以神就行了一个特别的启示啊，让地裂开，把这些人呢，就把他们吞下去了。
And so God used them as an example and opened up the earth to swallow them.
啊，当然这个不是出于摩西啊，摩西怎么有力量啊？啊，叫这个地裂开，当然这个是出于神。
And this is not the cause of Moses. Moses did not have the power to open up the earth.
可见他们这样的做法，神很不喜悦，神发怒。To
show that God was displeased with their actions.
后来神就说, 为着要让众人的怒气止息,
and so God eventually said,
让他们的怨言止息, 让他们停止那个发言人, 停止complain了。
Oh, he wanted to stop their complaining.
所以神就叫每一个支派都拿一支杖来。
And so he told all of their leaders to bring a staff.
每一根杖都刻上那个首领的名字。
And on each staff, they would write the name of their father's
house. 放在那个约柜前面。
And they would put it in front of the tabernacle.
然后第二天啊, 再去把它拿出来。
And the next day, they would take one out.
结果啊，那个亚伦那一根杖啊, 它就发芽, 啊, 开花, 而且结了果子。
And so the rod of Aaron had produced blossoms and yielded almonds.
所以证明说啊, 这个亚伦啊, 摩西这是神所拣选的。
And this is to show that Moses and Aaron were chosen by God.
所以百姓后来就没有话讲了。
So then after that, the Israelites had nothing to say.
所以我们知道说啊, 这个, 说这个工人的兴起啊, 不在于人。
And so we can see that the workers do not work for men.
高级不在乎东, 不在乎西。
There is. So they do not work because of man. But in every time, God will use who He chooses. And it's not because any single person is so great that God wants to use them.
神要用我们，就是给我们机会。
For God to choose someone to use them is to give them an opportunity. So through serving God, we are able to mature.
So
when God chooses to use us, we must humbly accept the task and do what we can.
So we cannot be proud, cannot be
proud. So we cannot be proud.
因为我们还是一个无用的仆人,
because we are still just a servant.
只是神给我们机会,
but God has given us an opportunity.
所以我们要做一个忠心良善的仆人,
and so we must learn to be a faithful servant.
当神啊用了别人没有用我们的时候,
and when God chooses to use somebody else and not us,
事实上啊, 不是说一定要挂一个名, 啊, 才能够为神做工,
and it is not having a title that allows you to work for God.
有时候我们没有什么名分, 我们在暗中所做的, 神还是一样的纪念。
Sometimes, even without a title, God will still remember the work that we have done for Him.
啊, 但是你如果挂一个名分, 但是你没有忠心啊, 神将来要追讨你的 那个责任啊就更重。
But God will judge you who even harsher if you are given a title but you do not do your work.
说神给每一个人啊, 不一样的身份, 不一样的使命。
And so God gives different talents to different people.
有的拿5000, 有的拿2000。
Some of them had 1000,
有的只拿1000。
Some of them only had 1000.
所以神给你5000, 就是要求你做5000。
So if God gives you 5000, then He expects you to
use 5000. 神给你1000啊, 你主要做1000啊, 神就喜悦了。
And if you are only given 1,000, then you are only expected.
所以我们要看神都我们什么样的使命。
So we must look to see what God has given us.
不要跟别人比较，也不要因为别人得神重用，你就去嫉妒他。
We must not compare ourselves to others. We should not oppose others because God has blessed them.
甚至因为你没有得到，比如说我们选举没有被选上，你就处处抵挡别人、攻击别人，这样就不好。We
should not oppose God's work because we were not elected.
因为我们攻击了神的仆人，就是跟神作对。
Because if we oppose God's servants, then we are opposing God.
最后我们自己会受亏损。
And so,
我们自己会出亏了。
And sometimes we will have our own losses.
我们看大卫就对这个非常清楚。
And we can see that David was very clear.
神本来高立了扫罗做王。
God originally made Saul the king.
当然扫罗有很多的缺点。
But then Saul had his weaknesses.
但神给他机会，他没有好好珍惜。But
God gave him his opportunities, but he did not use them.
然后后来，因为得罪神，就被神拒绝掉了。And
because he sinned against God, he was cut off.
后来神就借着什么高利大卫，准备让他做王。And
so later, God using Samuel anointed David to become king.
那大卫很敬畏神。And
David highly respected God.
所以他对神所用的人他也很尊重。
And so he highly respected those who God chose.
所以虽然扫罗王已经失败了。
So even though Saul had already failed,
扫罗处处都要把大卫杀掉。
And Saul continuously tried to kill David.
大卫有好几处机会可以把扫罗杀掉。
David had multiple opportunities to kill Saul.
当然大卫说，我一定不敢伤害神的受膏者。
But David said, I will not lift my hand up against the Lord's anointed.
因为扫罗本来是神所用的人,
because Saul was once someone who was chosen by God, even though he had fallen.
至于将来他遭遇怎么样，那是他跟神之间的关系。
But no matter what happens, that is between Saul and God.
所以我如果去对付扫罗，就是我抵挡神。
So if I go against Saul, then I go against God.
所以他说，谁杀害神的受膏者没有罪。
So he says that those who harm the Lord's anointed have sinned.
所以他说，无论怎样，他怎么死，怎么惩罚他，那是他跟神的关系。
And so he said that no matter what happens, it is between him and God.
所以他说，我绝对不会去伤害他。
And he said that he would not lift up his hand.
这是我们一个非常重要的观念。So,
and this is a very important concept.
我们要尊重神所用的人。
We must respect those who God chooses to use.
因为既然是神的仆人。 他们好不好，神是他们主人，神会判断，会赏罚。
Because they are God's workers, their strengths and their weaknesses, God will determine.
如果我们自己私下去对付他，就是我们敌对神。
And so if we ourselves go against them, then we are going against God.
因为你抵挡了神的工人。
Because you are going against God's workers.
所以我们看到说，可拉的百姓，他们就这样错了。
And so we see this is where Korah went wrong.
摩西、亚伦是神所要用的工人、器皿而已。
Moses and Aaron were chosen by God to be his workers.
所以圣经里面说，摩西是做仆人。
And so in the Bible, it calls Moses a servant.
但是他在神的家是很敬重的。
But in God's house, he is very respected.
这是神对摩西的肯定。
And this is what God expected of Moses.
但是你对神的工人抵挡。 主有我们自己吃亏。
But if we ourselves go against one of God's workers, then it is our own loss.
我们因为敬畏神，所以尊重神的工人。
Because we respect God, we must respect God's workers.
所以不是说因为这个神的工人多伟大，不是这样，因为我们是敬畏神。
It is not because God's workers are so great, but rather that we respect God.
所以我们尊重神所用的人。
So we respect those who God chooses to use.
这是一个很重要的观念。
And this is a very important concept.
我们看最后一点呢。
And let's look at the last point.
看回来哥林多前书第十章。
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书十章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10.
说你们不要发怨言，像那边有发怨言的。 就被灭命的所灭，这是第五个见解啊。
And this is the fifth complaint.
我们常常有什么事情就complain一大堆啊。
And so sometimes no matter what happens, we like to complain.
所以常常把那个抱怨啊放在口上，常常很多很多的不满。
And so sometimes we are very unsatisfied because we keep complaining.
有时候我们觉得好像变成一种很平常的事情。
And sometimes we feel like this is a very normal situation.
所以动不动啊，什么不满啊，就是complain。
So no matter what happens, as long as we are unsatisfied, we will complain.
好像以色列人在旷野当中一样。
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness.
因为他们遇到什么都要complain。
Because no matter what happened to them, they would complain.
当然一开始的时候，神啊，容忍啊。
And even though at first, God was patient with them.
在困难当中，神主动怜悯他们，给他们开路啦。
And in their trials, God had mercy on them and opened up a way.
前面红海，后面埃及追兵。
In front of them was the Red Sea. Behind them was
the Red Sea. 所以他们就抱怨说：“摩西，你把我们带到这里，让我们死在野地。”
And they complained to Moses, saying, "You have brought us out here to die."
我们呢，服侍埃及人呢，比死在旷野还好。They
said that it was better to be servants to the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.
遇到困难就抱怨。
Whenever they met a trial, they would complain.
那摩西就祷告神，神就让他们呢，红海分开，给他们一条路就过去了。But
then Moses would pray, and they walked through the Red Sea.
那过去了以后啊，又走三天了，又没有水了。
And then after 3 days, they did not have water.
遇到那个一个地方啊，有水，但那个水很苦。
And they reached a place with water, but the water was bitter.
啊，又开始抱怨。
And then they started complaining.
摩西啊，你让我们在这里要让我们渴死吗？
They asked Moses, "Did you bring us out here to die of thirst?"
啊，摩西不得已祷告神。
And then Moses prayed to God.
神说很简单了，你把一棵树砍下来丢到水里面去。
And God said, "It's very easy. Take a branch and throw it into the water."
啊，那个河水就变甜了，他们就有水可以吃了。
And then the waters became sweet, and they could drink of the water.
所以以色列民碰到困难就是抱怨。
And so whenever the Israelites met trials, they complained.
啊，但是摩西碰到困难就祷告神。
But then when Moses met a trial, he prayed.
所以神就指示他方法怎么解决困难。
And so God would listen and provide a way.
所以这里告诉我们说啊，我们不要常常抱怨。
And so here it shows us that we must not constantly complain.
因为抱怨没有办法解决问题。
Because complaining does not solve the situation.
抱怨反而惹起神更多的愤怒。
And complaining may also anger God.
所以因为他们一直抱怨了，所以最后说被那个灭命的就把他们灭绝掉了。
And so it says here that because they complained, they were destroyed by the destroyer.
所以这就是给我们的见证。
And so this is a warning to us.
啊，不要常常抱怨。
To not always complain.
要晓得啊，祷告神，神会在我们困难当中给我们开出一条出路来。
We must pray to God, and God will open up a way.
我们来看民数记。
Let's look at Numbers.
14章。
Chapter 14.
民数记的14章。
Numbers chapter 14.
以色列人。 其实很快啊，就来到了一个地方，叫做利非殿。
And so the Israelites came quickly to a place called
利非殿啊，是我们看十四章了哈。
Let's look at chapter 14.
这个十二章啊，其实他们已经加迪斯二十六节，十三章二十六节，来到加迪斯。
In chapter 13, verse 26, they were brought to the land of Kadesh.
而且这个加迪斯啊，就是由那个迦南地的门哦。And
the land of Kadesh is right at the edge of Canaan.
啊，所以他们很快来到那里。And
so they had actually reached Canaan very quickly.
啊，神本来跟他们讲说，你们要凭信心进去迦南地。
And so God told him that you must have faith and enter the land of Canaan.
因为神应许把迦南地赐给你们。
Because God has promised it to you.
而且以色列人就说啊，那个地方我们没有去过。
But the Israelites said, "We have not been to this land before."
啊，我们是不是派一些人啊，先去看一下？
So let us assign some people to go check it out.
后来摩西就说好吧。
So then Moses said, "Okay."
所以他们就派了12个人。
So they sent 12 people.
啊，他们就跑到那个迦南地啊，去走了一趟，走了40天回来。
And they took a 40-day trip through the land of Canaan.
他们说没有错，那个是牛奶与蜜之地。
And they said, it is correct, it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以他们把那边的水果就带回来给他们看。
And they brought back the fruits.
他说那个葡萄一串要两个人扛啊。
And one bunch of grapes required two people to carry.
还有很多的水果，所以他们知道说很富足的地方。
And there were many fruits, so they knew that this place was very good.
那些归蛋地的人，有的人就失掉信心了。
However, of those 12, some of them lost heart.
虽然他们那边很好,
they said that even though the land is good,
但是我们在那里看到他们有一种巨人，很高大的巨人。
And they said that there were giants there.
哇，他们那个城墙很坚固。
And their buildings were great.
我们跟他们比呀，我们好像蚱蜢一样。
And that we were like ants in their eyes.
所以他们好像会吃人的民族哦。We
were like grasshoppers, and they were. It is like they would eat.
所以我们如果进去的话，我们就变成他们的食物，会把他们吃掉了。So
if we enter the land, we will be eaten alive.
哈，结果这些人呐一讲啊，所有百姓的心都软掉了。And
so after they said this, the entire congregation lost heart.
他们就在那边哭啊，又闹啊。And
they lifted up their voices and cried.
他们就说摩西啊，我们老早死在埃及或死在旷野都好呢。
And they said it would have been better to have died in Egypt or in
the wilderness.
But you have brought us to the land of Canaan to die in the hands of giants.
我们的妻子儿女啊，将来都会被他们抓起啊。
And all of our descendants will be taken by them.
所以我们不如啊，再走回到埃及去好了。
So let us walk back to Egypt.
所以他们就在一直抱怨啊，一直哭好啊。
And so they continue to cry out.
耶稣也跟摩西啊，耶稣也跟加勒，他们就把衣服啊撕碎。
And then Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes.
一直劝百姓。
And they told the congregation.
说神既然把我们带到这里，
they told them that even though since God has brought us to this place,
神既然应许我们要得到迦南地，
and God has promised the land of Canaan to us,
所以我们凭信心进去，
then we must enter with faith,
神就会把那一块地赐给我们，
and God will give this land to us.
哇，别人都不听了，听不下去了，
but nobody would listen to them.
石头拿起来要把耶稣亚跟加勒要把他打死，
and they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb.
说那个时候神的荣光就显现了，
and so at that point the Lord appeared.
然后神对众人宣告，
and the Lord told them,
说你们这些悖逆的百姓，
and he called them,
你们既然没有信心来得到迦南地，
this unfaithful crowd,
所以你们这些人都没有资格去承受那一块地。
He told them that none of them would enter the land of Canaan.
所以你们既然亏烂40天， 所以一天要顶一年。
And so, because they had complained for 40 days, they would each day would be equivalent to 1 year.
所以你们要在旷野流浪40年。
So they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
让那些没有信心的人，那些兵丁一个一个都扑倒。
So that all of those who did not have faith would pass away.
然后神才要让其他的人进到迦南地。
And then God would bring the rest of them into the land of Canaan.
神说那些兵丁后来扑倒，他们的妻子儿女啊，神怎么能带他们进去？
And their descendants were brought into the land of Canaan, but not the ones who did not have faith.
所以神应许给我们的恩典啊，我们要凭着信心去领受。
And so what God has promised to us, we must accept with a faithful heart.
我们如果有信心，能够倚靠神，
if we have faith and are able to rely upon God,
这个恩典就临到你身上，
then these blessings will come upon us.
你如果没有信心，做这个恩典就跟你没有关系了。
If we do not have faith, then these blessings will have nothing to do with us.
所以在希伯来书里面说， 我们要用以色列人做见证。
And so in Hebrews, it tells us that we must use the Israelites as a warning.
我们听了神的话，就不要存着硬心。
And we must listen to God's word and not be hard-hearted.
像以色列人入神的发怒，
like the Israelites who angered God.
因为神啊，说后来很厌烦当代的人，
Because at the end, God was greatly angered.
最后啊，发怒起誓说他们没有办法进到迦南地。
And he told them that they would be unable to enter the land of Canaan.
所以因为他们存着不信的恶心啊，把永生的神啊，把他离弃掉了。
Because they had an unfaithful heart, they left God.
啊，这都是要做我们的见证。
And these are all warnings to us.
所以以色列人啊，走旷野路四十年。
So the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们也要走这个天国的道路。
We must also have our path to heaven.
以色列人总共经过了四十个站。
The Israelites went through 40 places.
有时候遇到马拉的苦水。
And sometimes they met the bitter waters of
Meribah. 也有时候遇到以琳呢非常好的田里，还有棕树在那里。
And sometimes they reached a very good place.
啊，但是啊，那个是旷野的路程，不是他们的目的。
But to wander in the wilderness was not their goal.
因为最后的目标就是要向迦南地前进。
Their final goal was to enter the land of Canaan.
啊，所以我们不要像他们呢，啊，有很多很多的错误啊，啊，这个扑倒在旷野当中。
And so we must not be like them because of our failures. Die in the wilderness.
我们要凭信心来奔走天国的道路。
We must, through faith, walk on the path to heaven.
求主保守我们，能够让我们力上加力。
And ask God to protect us.
让我们在那个困难当中啊，靠着主能够把我们开出一条出路来。
And ask God to open up for us a path through trials.
让我们能够平平安安的进到神的家里面，享受永远的福分。
So that we can peacefully enter God's house and be eternally blessed.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
442首。
442.
442.